Brussels terror attacks, Israel targets Europe again. Sajjad Shaukat writes on international affairs and is author of the book U.S. versus Islamic Militants, Invisible Balance of Power, Dangerous Shift in International Relations. He has authored a lengthy feature on the Israeli role in the events in Brussels and elsewhere. Stay tuned for the second part. It is of particular attention that on January 7, 2015, two Islamic militants attacked the office of French satirical weekly newspaper Charlie Hebdo in Paris and killed 13 people on January 9, 2015. Two brothers, namely Saeed and Sharif Kouachi, suspected for the incident, were killed in a shootout with police in a hostage-taking situation at a signage company in Dammartinengeul, where some people were also targeted. Thus, the gunman killed a total 17 persons. In this context, on January 11, 2015, a rally was organized in Paris with an estimated 1.5 million people, in which 40 world leaders, including Israeli prime murderer Netanyahu, participated to express solidarity with the magazine. Afterwards, Mossad connections with Charlie Hebdo incident had been exposed by many senior analysts and social media bloggers as the Zionist groups and Mossad used the episode to punish French unrecognizing Palestinian state and to desist other EU countries to avoid such approach on Palestinians. Similarly, on July 22, 2011, the twin terror attacks in Oslo, Norway, killed 80 persons. The Norwegian man Anders Behring Breivik, a fundamentalist Christian who admitted these attacks, was obsessed with what he saw as the Muslim immigration, left behind a detailed online manifesto calling for a Christian war to defend Europe against the threat of Muslim domination. In this regard, Kevin Barrett disclosed on October 14, 2015, quote, "The official story claims that Anders Breivik acted alone, but survivors of the massacre on Utøya Island, which annihilated the anti-Zionist leadership of the youth wing of the Norwegian Labour Party, reported there were multiple gunmen, as in dozens of other false flag terror operations. The purpose was to punish Norway and its Labour Party for two policy breaches, refusing to join NATO's war on Libya and moving toward the full boycott of Israel." Nevertheless, in order to revive the fake global war on terror, the neoconservatives, Zionists and the regime in Tel Aviv needed the assistance of the whole Europe. For the purpose, conspiracy of the November 13th terror attacks in Paris was definitely prepared and the leading role was played by Mossad. In this respect, arrest of Israeli Colonel Shahak in Iraq, his admission proving links of Al-Qaeda and Daesh with American Zionist regime and medical treatment of the Daesh terrorists in the Israeli hospitals might be cited as an example. Daesh, which was already being assisted by the CIA and Mossad, was directed to send its terrorists in Paris. The fabricated Zionist regime achieved its several sinister designs in the post-Paris attacks phenomena and the shooting at San Bernardino, California. Like the drastic aftermath of 9/11 tragedy, rulers and politicians of the US-led Western countries, especially of Europe, including their media, have been misguiding their general public by creating chauvinism against Muslims. They are propagating the so-called threat of Islamophobia. In one way or the other, Muslims are being persecuted in the US and other Western countries, particularly in Europe. As regards the anti-Muslim policy on January 18, 2015, while singling out only Muslim women, British Prime Minister David Cameron announced that Muslim women who fail to learn English to a high enough standard could face deportation from Britain. He also suggested that poor English skills can leave people more susceptible to the messages of groups like Daesh. Earlier, Donald Trump, the Republican Party's nominee for U.S. presidential candidate, had called for a ban on Muslims entering the United States. On January 25th, 2016, the EU's law enforcement agency Europol disclosed that Daesh has set up special forces-style training camps in Europe as they plot mass casualty civilian strikes on the continent. And under the threat of Daesh, especially European governments and EU have been expelling the immigrants, particularly the Muslims, from their countries while discouraging more Syrian refugees. On the other side, they are also trying to resolve the Syrian crisis. However, it shows contradictory policy. After the Paris terror attacks, Israel-led America also got the assistance of its Western allies against Russia. And as part of their ambivalent approach, American jet fighters and those of its Western coalition are targeting the Daesh terrorists in Iraq and Syria, including Libya, as they claim. It was due to the dual policy of the US-led Europe that Daesh, which is most dangerous terrorist group than Al-Qaeda, rapidly spread its tentacles all over the world. On January 14, 2015, multiple blasts and gunfire killed seven people and jolted the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. Daesh claimed responsibility. On October 4, 2015, Daesh-affiliated terrorist outfit Boko Haram claims responsibility for Nigeria's deadly suicide bombings, which killed 18 people on October 4. This outfit is also behind recent suicide attacks in Syria, Turkey, Iraq, etc. After the Paris attacks and acceleration of threat by Daesh, some of the European leaders have been empathizing upon the solution of the Palestinians' issue. In this connection, the Swedish Foreign Minister Margot Wallström's statement hours after the Paris tragedy caused a stir in Jerusalem or Beit al-Maqdis, as she said that, quote, "To counteract the radicalization, we must go back to the situation in West Asia, of which not the least the Palestinians see that there is no future. We must either accept the desperate situation or resort to violence." Unquote. Even a debate started between the Zionist and non-Zionist Jews for the two-state solution of the Israeli-Palestinian issue. Even a majority of the Western intellectuals have also been emphasizing upon the settlement of this dispute. Most significantly, some recent developments like the demoralization of Daesh and other terrorists who are on flee after the Russia-led coalition reoccupied several territories in Iraq and Syria, UNO-backed ceasefire in Syria brokered by the major powers including Russia and the United States, Russian President Putin's surprise announcement to withdraw most of the forces from Syria after strengthening the Assad regime, and hailing a Putin's decision by Obama, UNO and European leaders irritated Tel Aviv. Putin's favor to the UNO peace plan for Syria has also thwarted the B plan of Kerry, who had said that if ceasefire or peace plan failed, Syria will be divided. Besides, in wake of the presidential election campaign, ordinary Americans are focusing on internal problems which are the result of prolonged war on terror, so-called war on terror. Patriot Americans are openly criticizing the Zionist protected policies of the U.S. Taking cognizance, Obama has asked Turkey to withdraw its forces from Iraq's territories. In the recent past, John Kerry gave ultimatum to the Israeli prime murderer Benjamin Netanyahu to agree for the two-state solution of the Palestinian dispute. In these circumstances, with the help of Daesh and Mossad, Israel again targeted Europe by arranging the Brussels blasts in order to avoid the settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian issue and to implicate Syria-based Daesh to thwart the ceasefire in Syria to cause a major war between Russia and the US-led NATO, while turning the world to clash of civilizations, especially between the Muslim and the Christian worlds.